if this thing really turns a paragraph into a clickable prototype, a whole lot of product meetings just lost their favorite excuse. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 299. I'm Justy, Cody's here, and today we're talking about Anthropic launching Claude Design alongside Claude Opus 4.7. This matters because every team I know is trying to move faster from vague idea to something people can poke at. And right now, that handoff is still weirdly painful.
Yeah, because the current flow is kind of broken. You've got a prompt tool that makes a pretty screen. Then a designer has to rebuild it in a real tool. Then somebody wires a fake interaction. Then engineering says the layout ignores every constraint they actually have. If Claude Design closes even half that gap, people will care immediately.
And it's not abstract. Founders are doing fake demos for fundraising. PMs are trying to validate flows before burning a sprint. Agencies need three directions by tomorrow morning. Everybody wants the artifact sooner. Not the deck, the artifact.
That's the hook for me too. Anthropic didn't just ship a better chatbot wrapper. By putting this next to Opus 4.7, they're basically saying, we think the model is good enough to sit inside a creative tool and produce structured output people will actually interact with, not just read.
Also, Cody, going after Figma is not a small hobby project. That's picking a fight with the default workspace for product design. I'm giving the ambition an A minus already.
An A minus? Wow, you're grading before we even get to the architecture. Deeply disrespectful to my future enthusiasm.
You'll survive. Okay, what does turns prompts into interactive prototypes actually imply here? Because if this is just screenshots with the next button, that's a very different product.
Right? Interactive prototype is doing a lot of work in that sentence. If the claim is real, it means the system has to produce a UI structure, not just pixels. It needs screens or views, relationships between them, some notion of state and turn transitions. Tap this, open that modal, change this field, enable that button. Maybe even basic validation and branching flows. That is closer to generating a tiny app than generating a mock-up.
That distinction matters a ton on the product side. A static comp helps with taste. A clickable prototype helps with decisions. You can put it in front of a user and watch them get confused in real time, which is honestly the most useful thing a prototype can do.
Exactly. And if Anthropic paired it with Opus 4.7, I'd bet the model is doing intent extraction plus layout reasoning. You give it a prompt like, build me an onboarding flow for a budgeting app with a calm visual style, social login, and a step where users link a bank account. The model has to infer entities, sequence, edge cases, likely UI controls, probably even copy tone. Then some deterministic layer should translate that into components and interactions.
Cody, break down a deterministic layer for people who don't spend their free time reading system diagrams.
Yeah, the model is great at interpreting messy human intent, but you do not want it freehanding every pixel and behavior from scratch on every pass. So you usually put rails around it. The model says, I need a form, a progress indicator, a consent screen, a success state. Then another system maps those to known components, spacing rules, interaction patterns, maybe a design system. That gives you something more stable, more editable, and less likely to mutate wildly when you.
Which is the difference between a toy and something a team can use twice, because if every revision blows up the layout, nobody brings that into a real workflow. They'll demo it once, post on social, and go right back to Figma.
Yep. Revision stability is the whole game. The hard part isn't making one decent first draft. The hard part is preserving intent across edits. Make it denser. Use our card pattern. Actually, this is for doctors, not consumers. A serious tool needs some internal representation, like maybe a component tree with metadata, maybe constraints attached to nodes, maybe a state graph for navigation. Otherwise, each prompt is basically a fresh hallucination.
This is where I start thinking about who buys it first. I don't think the wedge is senior product designers replacing their full design workflow on day one. I think it's PMs, founders, growth teams, maybe designers doing rough exploration when the blank canvas is the enemy.
I agree, mostly. Although, if the output is editable enough, designers will absolutely use it for divergence. Not final craft, probably, but for getting to six plausible directions fast. The pressure point on Figma isn't, can AI draw rectangles? Figma's strength is shared memory, comments, libraries, multiplayer editing, handoff, the whole team orbiting the file. Anthropic has to answer that, not just generation quality.
Figma owns the room where decisions happen. That's a bigger moat than people admit. The attack path is speed. If Claude Design gets me from I have a rough idea to I can click through this with a customer in 10 minutes, now I care. Especially for internal tools, hack week stuff, pitch concepts, all the ugly but useful work.
And there's another layer. If the prototype is backed by code or code-adjacent structures, Anthropic can keep extending downward. Today it's prototype, tomorrow it exports React or whatever their chosen stack is. Then suddenly the line between design artifact and front-end scaffold starts to blur. That's when this stops being a design story and becomes a software creation story.
You're doing the whiteboard voice again.
I know, but this one earns it because the architecture choices tell you the strategy. If they generate pure visual documents, they're competing with design tools. If they generate component graphs that render in a browser with editable states and maybe code export, they're building a bridge from prompt to product. That's much more interesting and honestly much more dangerous to incumbents.
Okay, but there's still a product tax here. Teams have brand rules, accessibility requirements, weird enterprise flows, legal copy, actual design systems with 27 button variants because somebody made bad choices in 2022. If Claude Design can't ingest that reality, adoption stalls at the demo layer.
That's a real concern, not fake hand-wringing. The strongest version of this product probably needs retrieval over your existing components, tokens, maybe prior files, maybe product docs. Otherwise, it defaults to generic SaaS land. Clean enough to impress, wrong enough to be expensive. The 3 a.m. rule applies here. If I'd never debug the generated output at 3 a.m. because it never ships, then it's still just a fancy sketch pad.
I mean, you're not wrong. And this is where Anthropic becoming more of an application company matters. Shipping a model is one thing. Shipping workflow is another. You need versioning, collaboration, edit history, permissions, export paths, all the deeply and sexy stuff users immediately notice when it's missing.
Still, I like the move a lot. Opus 4.7 being framed as their most powerful public model gives them a credible reason to attempt this now. Better reasoning helps with ambiguous prompts, UI consistency, and longer multi-screen flows. If the model can hold on to user intent across a whole prototype session, that's not a minor upgrade. That's the difference between cute and okay, I can use this Monday.
My grade for the category is a solid B+ right now with upside. The promise is real. The market pull is absolutely real. But the winners are the ones that turn first draft speed into second and third draft reliability. That's where products live or die. And I have the startup scars to prove it.
Yes, the startup scars. Is this the 72-hour sprint story again, or are we getting a new one for episode 299?
I'm putting retire old founder stories in the backlog. We do have a backlog now. Build next, though. If you want hands-on, try V0 from Versal and prompt it into a multi-screen flow, then inspect where the generated React holds up and where it gets mushy. After that, clone a small Next.js app with shady CN UI and manually turn one AI mockup into a real clickable prototype. You'll feel the gap immediately. I'd add one more. Grab a design system you actually use, even if it's